This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And if I sounded really excited when I was introducing this, it's because I am. I'm like rearing to go.
You're giddy at this point.
I know. I wasn't expecting this one to be so fun, but it brought back just so many memories that I had of reading these books as kids. So this is our part two of our fictional women around the world. I kind of usurped two this month. It was an accident.
It's fine. I'm good with it. Let's go.
On Mara Jade. And we are recording them back to back. So if it sounds like, I'm steaming ahead while Samantha patiently listens, it is true. Yes, because I'm so excited to talk about this. But do check out part one where we talked about Mara Jade's, the introduction to her character, the popularity of her character. She is this kind of assassin, spy, Emperor's hand, like working for the Emperor, going to Jedi Knight, going to Luke Skywalker's wife, which we're going to talk about in this one. She's just a really fascinating character. She does not currently exist in my mind. There's been some teasing that she might in Disney canon, but she was in over 90 things in the extended universe or Legends canon, which is just basically everything that happened before Disney. Yes. All right. So let's get into it. So we just ended with, they had this huge fight. Mara Jade killed Luke with 2U Skywalker, the clone. She fulfilled the Emperor's last order of kill Luke Skywalker. Luke has given her his father's lightsaber. They go their separate ways, but Mara Jade did train under a Jedi after renouncing the dark side of the Force. And off and on again with Luke, she joined back up with Card, who was the smuggler she grew really close to and worked with, and occasionally provided aid to the New Republic, which is what rose after the Empire. She helped in several pivotal battles to beat back the Remnant Empire and other evils in the galaxy, including her previous master, who I just mentioned, who did fall to the dark side. She went to surrender to him. She convinced him to come back. There was a doppelganger of herself. I swear, I know. I am glossing over so much. I know it's a two-parter and you're all laughing at me, but there's a lot that happened. But anyway. And when Sidious was successfully rebirthed as a clone, which is what they're doing right now, by the way, in all the new Disney stuff, she refused to return to his service. And that caused him to seek revenge on her for betraying him. A lot of spy stuff happened, including at one point going undercover. She went undercover and pretended she was in a relationship with Lando Calrissian. She saved her, helped Luke a bunch of times, and finally came to terms with the depths of the Empire's lies, the Emperor's lies specifically, that she was not the only Emperor's hand, which she had been taught, had grown up to believe. And then she sought to get her own revenge, though she did end up helping a lot of brainwashed soldiers that she had once worked with, which was this mission that once again had her working with Luke. So she did, like, she wanted to get revenge, and then she saw people in a similar situation as her and decided to help instead. After learning of a pretty serious threat, Mara Jade went to warn Luke about it and finally admitted she liked seeing him sometimes, maybe. Luke asked her to stay for dinner when another Jedi, Callista Ming, asked Mara Jade if she'd ever been interested in Luke. Mara Jade, who was aware that Ming was in love with Luke, told her she'd once wanted nothing more than to kill him. And after that, they were both kind of like, no hard feelings, cool. Luke loved Ming too, but she eventually left him to go on her own journey. Her backstory is pretty wild too. She's like a force ghost. Later, Mara Jade joined forces with Han and Chewie to save Luke from this dude who was determined to kill him. And she was captured, but was able to escape using all of her spy and assassin skills. And she scored a sweet ship that she named Jade's Fire out of it.
Mm-hmm. Good name.
It is a good name. Then she was captured again alongside Leia, and the two had to work together, though they didn't really trust each other. But they were able to escape, and kind of another mutual respect came out of it. They were later captured again while Mara Jade attempted to persuade their captors to work with them. Something she did manage to do after Luke showed up. And Mara Jade was like, you know what? We make a good team. Maybe we should work together more often. Mm-hmm. I do like that, like, she gets captured all the time, but she usually gets herself out of it. Or Luke gets captured and she helps him out. Mm-hmm. And the balance equals, because Luke gets captured a lot. Speaking of, he was captured by pirates while investigating a new Imperial threat. And Mara Jade came to his rescue. Then she injured herself on another mission and Luke rescued her. Mm-hmm. The Force convinced them to infiltrate a fortress together. And while they were traveling underground passages to do so, they had a lot of conversations. They hashed a lot of stuff out.
For sure.
She confessed that she wished he'd paid her more attention when she visited his Jedi Academy. And that she thought he needed to stop trying to do everything himself because he felt so guilty for briefly working with the reborn Emperor. She was like, look, I'm trying to do better, but you got to calm down. Then Mara Jade gets shot and Luke puts her in a healing trance. And that's when he's like, oh no, I'm in love with her. However, it is not smooth sailing. When she wakes up, they fought about why she was so resistant to devoting herself to helping others and or like why she wouldn't admit that she wanted to or did already. She asked about Ming. Luke asked about Lando. But they talked it out and they lowered their mental barriers and were like in the Force doing that hug thing you can do. just let me live my best life.
I love it. Keep going.
They finally infiltrated the fortress and Mara Jade was able to learn more about Thrawn's master plan. And she and Luke had a few narrow escapes that culminated in her using this beckon call on her ship that had it crash into the enemy's hangar to prevent them from getting a message out, which was really devastating because she loved that ship. And she joined minds with Luke to fight off their attackers. However, they were trapped in a space filling rapidly with water, and Luke revealed his feelings for Mara Jade and asked her to marry him. And she said yes. And I cannot stress enough how on brand this is for them. Here's the quote. Mara, will you marry me? You mean if we get out of here alive? I mean, regardless. Aw. However, working together, they were able to save themselves from drowning. They both got knocked about, but when they woke up, Luke told her, I love you, Mara. But politics! They tried to go on vacation after all of this, but word of their marriage got out, and it was viewed as a symbol of New Republic unity with the Empire. Then C-3PO got involved, wanting to plan this huge wedding, which was really not what Mara Jade wanted. Designers were competing to design her dress, but Mara ended up going with a woman she found on the streets who had been fired by her boss. Luke and Mara did have a more private Jedi wedding soon after at the newly established Jedi training grounds in Coruscant. Coruscant is kind of that big city planet where the Emperor lived, where the Jedi used to be based. Oh, they joined two halves of a crystal together as a symbol of their union, but it was still not smooth sailing. She was not happy when she found out Luke had gotten in a bar fight at his bachelor party. And then she had a dream that Luke was corrupted by the dark side and Palpatine had won. Mm. Meanwhile, Mara Jade and her bridesmaids, including Leia, went to a spa. Oh my gosh. Oh, they went to a spa. But they got bored and went and challenged and kicked the asses of some dudes at this sport called sling ball. Mm-hmm. And they all unanimously decided not to tell Luke's bachelor party crew this, since they'd given them such a hard time about fighting at the party. Mm. So, and then a bunch of Imperial forces conspired to derail this wedding. Mara Jade was attacked, though she easily defeated her opponents, and an Imperial moff showed up at the ceremony, right at the key part, of course. But Luke and his friends were able to shut them down. I think there's like multiple attacks. Then they did exchange vows, they exchanged rings, and they became the Skywalkers.
Aww.
Han took them on their honeymoon location on the Falcon. He took them there. Here are some vows. Here's what Mara said. When I first met Luke, I was under a compulsion to kill him. Generally not a good sign for a lasting relationship. Such was his courage that he did not run and did not strike me. He accepted me as no one else had done before.
Oh.
Oh. And Luke gave her a fancy ship as a wedding present.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wanted to talk about that because it's hilarious that they have all, like, in a galaxy far, far away, it's still like our human gender normative, yep. heteronormative wedding traditions. It tickled me when I was reading it. I remember reading this, but when I was a kid, I didn't think twice about it. I was like, yeah, sure. That's what you do at a wedding. But now I'm like, they went to a spa. nothing wrong with that. I just thought it was kind of...
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, the honeymoon period had to end sometime. And a year later, Mara was annoyed at how often and how much of Luke's time got snatched up by others to negotiate peace deals or provide aid. He did try to make it up to her with a second honeymoon, where she warned him not to call her a blushing bride. They, for the most part, settled teaching or searching out young force sensitives. She was definitely the one that was traveling more, and he was staying on the planet and, at this point, teaching. But she did kind of decide to focus solely on her family and the Jedi, like finding these young Jedi, bringing them back. There are a lot of instances of them being her and Luke a good team in the face of people and organizations constantly trying to capture them or kill them. They went on a million adventures together. She went on to train under Luke, as I said, and went on to take her niece, Jaina Solo, as her apprentice. So in the EU, Han and Leia have Jason, Jaina, and Anakin, and Jason and Jaina are twins. All right, so while on a mission, Mara Jade was infected with a deadly bioweapon. With the Force, she was able to keep it from killing her, but there was no permanent cure. She kept going on missions, but the disease got worse and worse and seemed to be connected to deteriorating planets. Mara decided she wanted to have a child with Luke, but she wanted to figure out what was going on with her illness first. And there was a whole side plot that I forgot about where she was like, I might be infertile. And she tried to convince Luke to leave her because of it, but he was like, no, he refused. To that end, she took an ill-advised cure that seemed to do the trick and surprise she's pregnant, and the Force tells her it's a boy. She had a pretty rough pregnancy, and it wasn't helped out by the anti-Jedi movement in the Senate. It was trying to exile her and Luke and all the Jedi. While trying to escape potential arrest, she collapsed, and it was revealed the meds that she had been taking for her illness had caused placental toxic shock, putting the life of her child in danger. She stopped taking the meds, and her condition worsened to the point that she was near death. It was only through joining minds with the child and Luke that they were able to rid her of the disease and save her life. They named their son Ben. He was born into a lot of chaos. And Anakin Solo, Han and Leia's kid, died in the battle that was happening around him. He was kidnapped, eventually rescued, but Jaina and Mara Jade ended their mentor-apprenticeship relationship in the wake of their grief over Anakin. Also, Chewbacca died. It was very traumatic.
Damn.
Yeah. As mentioned, Mara was one of the founding members of the new Jedi Council. Luke began having visions of the future that she was not in, and she made him promise to take care of their son if anything happened to her. She was extremely protective of their son, especially in light of the fact that he had cut himself off of the Force due to trauma as a baby. And I am, again, glossing over so much here, but there was this evil force that tried to drive Luke and Mara apart, implying Mara was the reason that the evil force existed in the first place and that she somehow was responsible for it, that she somehow was responsible for killing Luke's mother. However, it was all proven false. But that didn't start yet another war from breaking out. On top of that, they uncovered a recording of a young Darth Vader / Anakin Skywalker strangling Luke's mom, Padme. Mara Jade was disturbed when her nephew Jason, who had been like a mentor to Ben, didn't seem to see anything wrong with Anakin's actions. Side note, Jason was f***ed up. We'll talk about more later, but oh boy. He performed a mind wipe on Ben. He showed Luke a vision of Mara dying to try to turn him. More to come. But ultimately, Luke puts his faith in Mara, and they persevered this time, though Mara was severely wounded. She was eventually killed by her nephew, Jason, who she'd realized was a burgeoning Sith Lord. Already a Sith Lord, probably, by that point. She decided he was too dangerous to live and ambushed him, and this really brutal battle ensued. She almost had him, but he used the Force to transform his face into Ben's face. And her split second of hesitation was enough for him to kill her. In her last moments, she decided to leave her body behind instead of becoming one with the Force, so her family would have something to say goodbye to, but also so there would be evidence about what had happened. And she used the Force to whisper to Ben and ruffle Luke's hair one last time. Jason interrupted her funeral, and when he did, she finally became one with the Force. Her body disappeared. He interrupted and was like, I'm a Sith Lord now. Her force ghost occasionally popped up, giving hints not only to her murder, but to the evil doings people should be paying attention to. Her last words were, "You think you've won, but Luke will crush you, and I refuse to let you destroy the future for my Ben." Zahn, Timothy Zahn, the original creator of Mara Jade, and the model Mara Jade was based on, who did a lot of her like book shoots, were not happy. Not happy, to say the least, with the decision to kill her off. No. It's Zahn actually said that he would come back and write more and ignore that whole thing ever happened with her in it. Ben became convinced Jason had killed his mother and plotted revenge, even going so far as to sacrifice innocence in his quest. Luke, meanwhile, decided not to enact vengeance, and it was Jaina, Jason's twin, who eventually killed Jason. Luke and Ben went on a quest to figure out why Jason fell. They encountered Mara's apparition, and she told them she regretted going after Jason with the intent of killing him. She even saved Luke from the afterlife, basically. It's a long story, but basically from killing himself. She told him that she loved him, but didn't want to see him for some time. And just a side note, George Lucas was once asked why Luke didn't get a romantic interest. And he said something like, "You haven't seen the last three yet," implying that he would get one. But he later decided that he didn't really like the whole Mara Jade, Luke Skywalker romance, saying Luke doesn't get married. There's a whole famous robot chicken behind the scenes skit where he, I hope, is joking, threw a guy out for implying he created Mara Jade. So I was telling you, I have a lot of thoughts. I tried not to psychoanalyze George Lucas before this, but I think it has to do with his thoughts on marriage, because Anakin marries Padme and look what happened. Mm. And he was like, Luke wouldn't do that because he's a better Jedi. There's a whole debate about like the issue is not the romantic attachment necessarily, but if you get married, there's kind of like a, you have to put this person, it's in the vows, you put them first above everything else, and a Jedi has to put the galaxy above everything else. I could talk about that forever, but I've already been going on and on about Mara Jade, so I won't.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, I did want to end with like, Luke and Mara Jade are a hot mess together, okay? There's like this whole Vader aspect where Mara Jade doesn't like Vader, never comes around to Vader, and that's Luke's dad. And I bet his Force ghost is behind himself, like, Luke, why of everybody, why? There's the Emperor aspect who's literally telling her to kill this person, and Luke's kind of like, Luke's always kind of being like, I'm so sorry for what everything that happened to you. You don't have to kill me. We can just work together. And she's just like, oh, I can't wait to kill you. She's like, just kind of smiling at her, like, well, you don't have to do that. We can figure this out. She calls him Farm Boy, which I think is funny. I also think Leia and Luke, at least in the Legends universe, are attracted to adventure and excitement and competence. You can fight about that how you will. But I think, like, somebody who's, like, really, they view is able to keep up with them in a partner. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple quotes, and then we're reaching the end. Mara says, darling, I love you. You are my life and my light. If you ever do this to me again, I will vape you where you stand. Luke, I don't want to discourage your curiosity, but I have to remind you, if something goes wrong, this is an exceptionally embarrassing way to die. And then Luke says, I'll trust you to improve the story. And then a friend of Mara Jade's once said, Mara once told me this one, that all it took to lift the Emperor's veil from her eyes was a long walk in the forest with this man, that after she had come to know Luke Skywalker, it was easy to step into the light. So, it's just fascinating to me because, again, like, they are chaos together, such chaos. And it's like a lot of the things where Mara Jade, there's sort of this quote, blushing bride thing. There's this, she gets pregnant and it's really rough thing. There's this, she gets ill and is sick all the time, but she's never quite sidelined. Like, occasionally she did get, like, really, really sick at one point. It's like a lot of stuff from the 90s I feel were this way, where it was a step forward in terms of feminism and representation of women, but she was still, like, the mom and the bride and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But she was never quite, even if she should have been, there was a part where she was at least a good stretch where she was very sick and probably should not have been doing all that she was doing. I don't know. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I have a lot to say about it. A lot of thoughts.
So much. A lot of smiles. A lot of giddiness. I love it.
It was fun. I wasn't expecting it to be this fun, but it was. I was so excited to share it.
And lots of good information and great quotes.
Yes, the quotes. I was like, I got to put this in there. I forgot about this. Anyway, thank you, Samantha. And listeners, for letting me just nerd my heart out in these. As always, if you have any thoughts about this, if you have any suggestions, you can let us know. Our email is stuffmediummomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. You can also find us on YouTube. We also have a book coming out at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com.
Get that book.
Yes, please get it. And thanks to everyone who already has.
Yes.
Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.